Hey everyone, welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. This is your host, Cosmic Colleen, back with another weekly astrology update. And I am back from Disney and Mexico. I have a couple stories about that and how it relates to my astrology birth chart. But before we jump into that, let's talk about what is happening this week. Okay, so today, Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, Venus conjuncts the North Node. Now, that's a positive thing, and I have a horoscope for my cardinal placements. That is my Aries, my Cancer, my Libra, and my Capricorn. So definitely tune in to find out what this means for you. Friday, April 19th, Venus will conjunct Mercury retrograde in the sign of Aries. Now, not every retrograde brings back exes, but this one just might, especially for my cardinal placements. But remember, don't always jump on that. Now, Saturday, April 20th, Taurus season. On Friday, April 19th, Taurus season also begins at 9:59 a.m. Friday morning, and that is East Coast time. We will begin Taurus season. I always enjoy Taurus season. Now, Saturday, April 20th is the big, big conjunction. Jupiter conjuncts Uranus in the sign of Taurus. So we are going to be talking about what that means, what's happening. I know a lot of people are already talking about that, especially coming over the heels of this big eclipse in Aries. And then next Tuesday, we got the full moon in Scorpio. And next Thursday, the 25th, Mercury stations direct in the sign of Aries. Yay! So we are done with Mercury retrograde. Now, you guys know each Mercury retrograde, I like to tell a couple Mercury retrograde stories. So I have some stories for you guys. If you don't want to hear, definitely forward it probably 6 minutes and you guys can get to the transits and what's happening. I also have some horoscopes for my Taurus placements. So this is going to be kind of a big week for all of you. Now, first of all, let's talk about my vacation. As most of you know, the kid's father and I are not together, but we broke up when I was pregnant with our second, and it wasn't always easy, but we don't need to get into all of that. However, over the years, we have definitely learned to, we're like brother and sister, be co-parents and best friends and brother and sister, and we have taken tiny trips. We've gone to the shore. Probably the longest was 2 years in a row we went to the shore a couple years ago with the kids for a week. But even when we're together, we never took a trip like this. This was the best vacation the kids and I and their father have ever had. It was like a beautiful bonding time. My kids were so well behaved. It was incredible, and I'm so grateful for that. But I want to talk about how it aligns with my birth chart. So I have a natal, which means when I was born, Jupiter was in Taurus. So since last May, I have had a Jupiter return when Jupiter returned to Taurus every 12 years. Right now, it is still conjunct. It will be conjunct for a couple weeks. But when I took this trip, it was totally conjunct, like a full conjunction at the same degree. And my Jupiter in Taurus is in the ninth house. And for those of you who know, and for those of you who don't know, that is the house. One of the things this house rules over is far away travel. And I went on this like extensive big vacation with my kids and my family in the sign of Taurus, the family sign. And it was incredible. I mean, I would love it to happen every year, though I don't know if I always have the funds for it to happen every year. And one of the good things about being close with your baby daddy, we've never had battles over money. I've helped him. He's helped me. And we went through this and mostly paid, and we each paid together. So that really helped. But I thought it was really interesting when you look at your chart, like it was aligned perfectly in the exact conjunction, just what it was trying to be. I went overseas and I ended up going to the Mayan temple, Chichen Itza, and had this like really spiritual experience. I'm not even joking. Went into the Mayan town, got blessed by an actual Mayan shaman. I bought things from the Mayans, and then those things got blessed. My kids had that experience. We sat down and had this group meal together. Then we went to Chichen Itza, and this will be my second modern world wonder. I saw the Colosseum in Italy, and now I saw this. And this was like incredible. Same a little bit with the Colosseum, I felt that way, but almost with Chichen Itza was like this Mayan temple. It almost looked like a mirage, to be honest with you. It felt, and the energy from it felt like a spaceship. Like this would be what people look at when, like, if they say the spaceship comes down and they get stuck looking at it, this would be it. That's how I felt. And you can't go to it anymore. You can't touch it. I mean, you can't go up it. But it really felt like a mirage, and I could feel the power coming from it. It was really, really intense. And as I always go out of the country, I always, I don't know, have a new ring on life. I come back and I feel fresh. I feel renewed. I feel like I look at the world here a little bit different. So that was really cool. Now, I want to get into what some of these stories are about, what I have some Mercury retrograde stories for you guys. So this is a client story. I got a client story, a friend story, a sister story, and my own story. Okay, of all things, we had Mercury retrograde in the sign of Aries with Mars in Pisces, where Saturn is right now. Okay, so that adds a little bit of flavor to things. So with Aries, you look to the military, you look to death, you look to severing, you look to endings. So here's some of the things. So my first client story, on Mercury retrograde opening weekend, she was in Costa Rica, and her family had to drive to the airport 2.5 hours. Luckily, they left 5 hours early to drive. As they're driving along, all of a sudden, traffic stops. So her husband gets out and walks up maybe half a mile or something along those lines. And an accident had just happened, and literally three people are laying there dead. Not to sound, you know, RIP those people. I don't want to sound graphic about it, but they were dead. And they're like, oh my God, we're in this other country. So, and her maps isn't really working. So she starts pinning on Google Maps to go different ways. So they go up and down through these mountains. And if you've ever been to Costa Rica, it's crazy. She's like, we're on private property. She's like, we don't even know where we were. All of a sudden she comes up and there's a few more cars stopped. And as they get closer, she sees that it is the investigation team, you know, that comes in when someone's murdered and someone is laying there murdered, and there's an entire team around them looking at the crime scene, like the crime scene team there. So I thought that was pretty crazy, right, on Mercury retrograde opening story. And then they end up having two more delays, no surprise there. My sister comes in that weekend. She ended up having three delays, okay? Her flight was supposed to come out Friday morning. She didn't even get here till Saturday morning. Within those three delays, someone had died, I guess, overseas in the military. They come off the plane while she's waiting there, like in the casket, I guess, that they bring through the plane with military people carrying it. And then the family was there waiting to receive the body. So that's really intense and crying. Then someone had a heart attack while she was waiting there. I don't know if they survived or lived, but had a heart attack at the gate. So those are some pretty intense things that a Mercury retrograde, that can bring for people. You can see it. Luckily, none of them were involved in any death or any suffering, but they could see this thing. And I'm telling you, like, how often does that happen? When it does, when crazy shit like this happens in our life, it's usually, you know, you can look up in the stars and say, okay, well, that made that connection. Now, I have a good friend who was pregnant with her fourth baby. She found out, back when she found out she was pregnant, at the 20-week scan, she has three older daughters, little girls, but older daughters, and she said, it's a girl. They said, it's a girl. Her daughters named the daughter. They didn't need to buy anything new because she has three girls, so she has all the things that she needs. They referred to the girl as a girl. The girls call her by her name, everything, and the baby popped out April 3rd. So 3 days into Mercury retrograde, and she did an all natural birth, my friend, and her husband said, hey, this is a boy. And she looked down, and sure enough, it was a boy. She was not came out of left field, very Mercury retrograde. And actually, I think when she found out that she was pregnant, it was also a Mercury retrograde back in the fall. And so, and they said, oh, you're having a girl. And nothing. Again, her daughters named her, and out popped a little boy. Surprise, surprise. So that's a Mercury retrograde twist there. And then whenever we flew out, our flight got delayed three separate times. On the way home, it wasn't so bad. It's always most intense when Mercury's first station's retrograde. Okay, so those are my stories, people. Now let's hop into the horoscope. So this is Venus conjunct the North Node today. We're going to be feeling this for the next 5 days. My people who have cardinal placements, so that is, again, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, are going to be feeling this the most. We got Venus, the planet of love, beauty, friendship. She's in Aries right now, so she's not working at her greatest beauty. However, she is conjunct the North Node, which is a good thing. The North Node, it's the energy point that's coming in. It's the head of the dragon, so new energy is surfacing. New energy is coming in. So I have a little bit of horoscopes for each of those placements, and this could be your sun, rising, or moon. For my Aries placements, because it's going to be the biggest, especially coming after that solar eclipse. Oh, real quick, guys, for that solar eclipse, we were in the Orlando airport, and there's a big skylight. We were there at the exact time, and we had our eclipse glasses. We couldn't see all of it, but most of it. My kids are like, this is so embarrassing. Nobody's looking. Nobody's looking. I was like, well, this is a good practice in not giving a fuck what people think. So we went to the center of all the terminals that were in our section, and we put our glasses on and we stared up. And before you know it, we were surrounded by people who were like, oh my God, you can see the eclipse. Can I use your glasses? Can I use your glasses? Can I use your glasses? We ended up giving them all away by the time we were done and boarding. And I said, see, there you go. We were the leader and we thought ahead to bring these still in the airport. And, you know, we got to pass them out to everybody. So back to the horoscope, Aries placements. This is going to bring, starting today, over the next week, a rebirth within your confidence. I mean, you probably started to have it with that solar eclipse and not giving a fuck and really just feeling like more in your power. But with this Venus North Node, feeling very confident or busting through old insecurities, okay? So old insecurities that are happening, especially because Mercury is retrograding right now in Aries, so we go back to something. Not giving a fuck anymore about it or about something that you were insecure about. It's almost like, I don't really care anymore about that. Why am I even insecure about it? It doesn't even matter. Or you just worked through whatever it was and improved it so you don't feel insecure about it. So you either improved the insecurity or you got rid of the insecurity because you realize it doesn't even matter and you shouldn't even be insecure about it. There is some new love interest energy happening. Getting excited or really talking about kind of falling for someone or falling. This can bring the return of someone as well, like I said, especially for my Aries placements, the return, because in 2 days, Venus will conjunct Mercury retrograde, and we're kind of feeling that energy now. We've been feeling that energy for the last week. A new sources of happiness, finding just new sources of happiness, very strong, sexy, powerful energy within yourself. And then again, when Venus conjuncts Mercury retrograde, replanting those seeds where we need to change our thinking habits, okay? And it could be around that insecurity that maybe is still lingering a little bit. Or maybe it's just in your mindset, especially around your mindset, since Mercury was retrograding right there. So really changing your mindset. Maybe it's your mindset or your ideas around love or relationships or the connection there, and maybe what's holding you back from really meeting that connection. And the truth is, are we meeting that connection within ourselves? Because, you know, one of my other favorite quotes is, you can only meet other people as deeply as you have met yourself. Libra placements, cutting loose those stall relationships and friendships. It doesn't make sense anymore. You know, you got the South Node with Libra, so there's a little bit of a feeling of loss there. And we just came off that harder Libra eclipse. So it's sort of like feeling like, you know, I don't know, these are holding me back, or it just feels stalled, or it feels like it's not worth it. So stall relationships and friendships, seeing who and what is affecting your confidence and eliminating it. What's stymieing your confidence? Having to quit something that you liked because it's not good for you. So there's that as well, seeing what's not good for you and having some more awareness around that. Capricorn, learning to let loose. You know, it's hard for you guys to let loose a little bit, unless you got like a Capricorn sun and like a Aries rising moon, Mercury, Venus. So Capricorn, learning to let loose, getting a little wild, or having some quote unquote reckless fun, which usually it's like normal fun for like a Gemini or an Aries. But for you guys, it's reckless fun. You guys don't really go there. So you're going there a little bit timidly. Breaking past your own barriers of fun, not holding back, and again, not holding back and releasing that reckless energy. Now, again, for a Capricorn, it's usually not too reckless, but it's something that you guys need to sort of bust through. Stop trying to control everything. Stop worrying about everything. Just have a little bit of fun. Run naked through the streets, you know? Jump off something and jump into the water. Make sure it's safe underneath, but, you know, jump in there. Cancer, facing your sensitivities or being exposed to them. That's because this is going to be squaring. So with Libra, Capricorn, and Cancer, it's going to be, it's going to be squaring and it's going to go opposite. So that's why the Aries sounds a little bit more of like it's already here and present and good, where with the other three, there's a little bit more of like you got to fight through something. Facing your sensitivities or being exposed to them, around, you know, stop taking things so personal, but learning, you know, you're going to feel like you're taking things more personal, which you guys usually do, no offense, but learning not how to take them so personal, separating emotions from what is reality and seeing yourself in maybe an unflattering light around that, around how your emotions cloud your version of reality. But it's much needed. This breakthrough is going to be much needed for you. And so remember that when you're seeing yourself and that unflattering light, it's going to be around a reality that your emotions have been separating. So it's not really necessarily bad, but your emotions can feel so permanent for Cancers. And the reminder for Cancers is that your emotions are not permanent. They will pass. They will absolutely pass. And how you feel right now, you're probably not going to feel tomorrow. So don't make any permanent decisions. Don't stymie your life or get so lost in your own mind, body, and soul on a feeling that is is very temporary. Now, on Friday, Venus conjuncts Mercury retrograde in Aries, and we begin Taurus season. So right away, I like this for just spicy talk, releasing sexy words to yourself, you know, telling yourself those sexy things or telling someone else those sexy things. Aries Libra placements will most likely be reached out to by an ex. That was one of the things. Mercury retrograde doesn't always bring exes. I know people always say that in the general, like, oh, your ex will come back, your ex will come back. Not always. Only when it's kind of conjoined Venus in Venus's sign. Like, I feel like Venus has to be present with Mercury retrograde for there really to be an oomph around, like, an ex coming out or reaching out. Now, sometimes it is to reflect back at it. It's to look back at it. It's maybe to give it a second chance, a second glimpse. However, if it's like a toxic lover who you guys have gone back and forth and majority of it you haven't felt good about and they're coming back to you, I wouldn't take that as a positive thing. I would take it as like, oh, look how much I've grown. Bye. See ya. Canceled. I'm not letting you back in my life because I don't need that. Now, if it's someone who, you know, maybe it just like fizzled out or you weren't totally about it or it went away, but it was still relatively healthy and the person comes back, maybe look at that a little bit. You may want to start a relationship. I wouldn't always recommend starting a relationship with this conjunction, but like you can have a little fun with it. Maybe the relationship will start later, but I wouldn't like say, hey, I'm in love with you on Friday, so that's move in together and get serious. I would just say, hey, let's enjoy this sexy, fun time and see where it goes. And don't treat it, again, like I said, don't treat this as like an amazing new relationship, though those you may feel intense. This can bring a really intense feeling. When Venus is in Aries, one of the things about her is it's not like calm and steady like she likes in Taurus. It's really fast. It's sudden. It's like, oh my God, I'm getting so caught up in all of this. So treat it again as a fun, quick, sexy escape. See where it leads, but don't jump so into the intensity right away over these next few weeks. Silly and quick arguments can be, you know, like around what to eat, if you're drinking too much, you know, something that goes a little too far. But again, they're kind of quick, silly, maybe intense, but it's about going too far with food, drink, escapism, those type of things. Conquering a physical activity, like really busting through a physical activity and finally getting yourself aligned and getting yourself going again. And separating yourself again from a loved one or having to have that talk like, hey, this is a little bit toxic for me. This isn't good for me. I got to move past that. Now, like I said, Taurus season starts Friday morning, East Coast time. The beginning of Taurus season might feel a little unpredictable, which is not how Taurus like to feel. They're a fixed, grounded earth sign, so they love predictability. They love to know. They love to understand. And so with Venus in Aries, again, that's where the unpredictable Aries is very unpredictable. So it's kind of like it may feel a little up and down, especially beginning this Taurus season with Uranus conjunct Jupiter, which we're going to talk about. So it might not feel as stable as we like, especially for my Taurus placements there. And we have Mercury retrograde in Aries. So again, just calm down. By the end of Taurus season, the middle of Taurus season, it'll feel a little more grounded, a little more predictable once Venus moves into Taurus and settles in there. Again, the biggest event for this Taurus season will be Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. We will be talking about that as the weeks go on. So this will be my horoscope for Taurus placements. This is going to be a big start to you guys. I feel like Aries season got big for my Aries with the solar eclipse. Now Taurus, we have this conjunction. So sudden shift in opportunities for you and your life. Might even have a few and you don't know which one to take. So the multiple, that's where with Jupiter, it is the multiple. So multiple lifeline changes might happen. Like, hey, guess what? You know, you can get a job up here in Maine or you can get a job down here in Florida and they also want me in California, but I don't know which one to go to. It also could be in your same environment, your same home environment, but like multiple life plot changes, or maybe just in yourself, it's been brewing in you what you want to do with your life and you're faced with the uncertainty of which way to go. That might happen with this Taurus conjunction. This is again for my Taurus placements. Feeling wired, or like you want to break away from everything, everyone, or a former identity. You want to break past that box that you kind of put yourself in, that comfort box that you like. You're ready to break out of that for a little bit. Feeling strong and abundant with passion and desire. A new lust for life that's coming in strong. Like, yeah, I want to really grab life by the horns and just take off. I don't want to be stuck in this comfort box anymore. Losing the need to be in control all the time, or at least with some situation in your life, letting go of control and how the others perceive you. That's often why Tauruses like the control, because they want, you know, to know how people perceive them. A lot of feelings and lessons around things being out of control and embracing change for you guys. Now, for the rest of us, the collective, this is going to be more in a collective way that we're going to see this Uranus conjunction with Jupiter that's happening on Saturday the 20th. So the collective, and then my Taurus Scorpio and my other two fixed placements, that is Aquarius and my Leos. So shocking, you know, I love to say this. So on the collective level, shocking celebrity scandals, as if P. Diddy leading up to this was not enough, right? That was a big shocking scandal. I think there could be more around that is revealed, or maybe someone else in a higher ranking, maybe a celebrity, maybe a politician, maybe a billionaire, that has a shocking revelation. Like maybe they had multiple babies with multiple people and they were married and nobody knew that happened. Or, you know, hopefully it's not like a horrible sex scandal like P. Diddy, but there is some sort of scandal around love as well as money. It could be something like some Bernie Madoff shit like that can happen. That's because we have Uranus, which is, it's a malefic planet. So by nature, it brings shocking and sudden, quick changes that you don't always like, or they reveal something that's not good that you didn't see coming. And with Jupiter, it can be it's abundance, it's a lot of, it's multiple, so in a big way. So that's why kind of those big shocking revelations can happen on the collective. Now Uranus also brings breakthroughs, so there's a lot of talk about the money, you know, within that. There's been a lot of talk about money over the years since Uranus moved into Taurus. That's when in 2017, that is when all the cryptocurrency came. So it could be something around that shows up. you know, but again, you may be, you know, something exposure to some crazy shit. Uranus is, again, considered a malefic planet, so it's shocking, shunning. However, shocking and sudden. However, there is this breakthrough energy there, which is really great, that sometimes we need. Sometimes we need something shocking to break us out of our paradigm that we're stuck in. And Jupiter, lots of abundance, lots and lots of something. Now, some of the positives will be breakthroughs around relationships, seeing the light around a relationship or a friendship, a twist in your faith. Maybe you're going back to a faith, or maybe all of a sudden you realize you need faith and like you jump kind of fully into a new type of faith. I know I'll be at my sweat lodge praying on Saturday night. You know, I love being there. Big changes in the family. Maybe someone's as shocked and says, hey, I'm pregnant with multiples. Again, multiple family timelines coming together. So stories of pain, stories of excitement, stories that made sense, stories that didn't make sense are all of a sudden coming together. And lost answers to that family puzzle are going to become together with that. And again, the people that are going to feel this the strongest are going to be my Scorpio, my Taurus, my Aquarius, and my Leo. So next week, though, on next Tuesday, we got the Scorpio full moon. So Scorpios are going to get a double whammy this weekend, as if you guys have not been through enough over these last few weeks. But also, I mean, the last 3 years, you guys hold on to things. Scorpios, I'm sorry, Scorpio placements don't know how to let go. And to their, every sign has their detriments and has their positives and their negatives. But one of the things here is you guys get lost in your emotions and you hold on. And you don't want to let go. You want to stay in it for years, resentments. Whereas Geminis, you know, let it go in 1 second. They should hold on. So it's different things. So that's your lesson here. Maybe the reason why you've been miserable for so many years is because you've allowed yourself to stay miserable for so many years. So with this full moon, maybe you can use this to actually remove those resentments, move that energy away. Why do you want to feel this way? Why do you want to get so stuck and lost in your emotions in a negative way? Why do you want to be paranoid? Why are you suffering? Those might come to you. Why are you suffering? You're purposely not, we don't really realize you're doing it, but you're not living life because you're so stuck in these emotions that in the end don't really matter. So remember that, my Scorpios. And for Tuesday is the full moon, so this can reveal or shed light on family pain and resentments, again, within yourself. You got Mars just conjunct Saturn in Pisces right now, so that's why I'm saying that family lineage, that family pain. And with Mars in Pisces, it's about forgiving, so you motherfuckers better learn how to forgive. You better start forgiving. You better move past that because you're wasting time and wasting life just holding on to anger. That's what I wish everyone could learn. I could teach people is holding on to that stuff. I say it every time. It hurts you. It doesn't free you. So this full moon is about freeing yourself, Scorpios, emotionally freeing yourself. Use this to let go, you know, let go and stop being stuck and start enjoying the good things in life. Because I promise you, half the shit you're upset about does not matter. And that's a message for all of my signs right there. This was a good episode. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'll be back next week with a little bit more. I hope everyone has a fabulous week full of love, happiness, and joy. I love you all and goodbye.